Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Joining me, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Jim, second half about to start tonight. Got a quick Christmas break in there. Looking back at the first half, what all were you happy with your team accomplishing?
Well, I was really happy how they came together as a team. I think first and foremost that I give the credit to the seniors and the upperclassmen because they set the tone for the culture in the room. And I just thought it was a great culture. It was a locker room that everybody felt welcomed. I've said it before, they play for each other. And when you have that, it doesn't matter who you play, you're always going to have a chance because, you're playing for you're playing for the girl on your left, you're playing for the girl on the right, you're putting yourself behind your teammates. And again, it's not easy to do that, but I was really, really impressed with how this team has come together. And again, I credit the leadership group and the upperclassmen for establishing that culture.
For you personally, as a new head coach, how do you think your job is going so far?
It's been a lot of fun, first and foremost. I guess that's the big thing. They've been a group that's been enjoyable to be with on a daily basis. To be honest with you, I missed them during the Christmas break. The 9 days seemed like a long time, so it was nice to get them back together and get back on the ice. But it's been a learning experience. The WCHA is a great conference. I knew that coming in, but now I've had an opportunity to see every program and just witness firsthand. I can certainly understand that. There's some great teams, great players, and great coaches. So it's a challenge every night.
Non-conference game to start off the new year. 4-0 this year against non-conference opponents. What's been the key to that success?
Well, we haven't played now since the first two series, and part of that was we just got off to a good start. For the girls, they had a new coach, so there was that whole aspect of having a new coach, I don't want to say new systems, but everything was different. And everybody wanted to work hard, and that's again, that's where that we talked about that culture. That's kind of where it was established through the first 2 weeks of training camp, and then the first 2 weeks of the season. But it doesn't matter who you're playing or where you're playing. It's always going to be a challenge, and this weekend is no different. This team is a young team, Lindenwood, but they've got an outstanding goalie. And goals are hard to come by regardless. So when you're playing against somebody like this, it's going to be an even bigger challenge.
You mentioned their goaltender. She was also at the U.S. Women's National Camp along with one of your players, Stephanie Anderson. And what does it mean for this program to have a player like Steph represent you at such a camp?
Well, it's tremendous. First of all, for her, what a great experience and very well deserved. To me, she's been outstanding all year long. She's been, if not our hardest worker, certainly one of our hardest workers on a daily basis. Came into camp in great shape and won our Ironman contest. It's just every day on the ice, just works extremely hard. So really feel happy for her. And again, for the program, it's tremendous to have somebody, representing our school and our program at that level. Is tremendous. And hopefully, it sounded like she had a real good experience, real good camp. And there's actually two different teams that she's being evaluated for. So hopefully she'll be able to have that opportunity to wear the sweater for the representing our country down the road.
I had a chance to talk to Madison Hutchinson, one of your defenders, last night, and asked her about the holiday break and, of course, not having to worry about school during the next couple of weeks of hockey. And she said it's living the life. No school, just hockey. You got to be happy that the girls are just focused on hockey right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big enough challenge, obviously, going on the road, four straight weekends like we are for the month of January. But the fact the first two are during our break where there's no school is going to help, because that's really all they have to focus on is hockey and getting themselves to the rink on a daily basis and having good practices. So that's going to be beneficial. And no question, I think, you put yourself in their shoes. That is living the life.
I haven't had a chance to take a look at the lines. I'm assuming you're going to throw a few players in there since it's non-conference that haven't had a chance to play very often. Who's all going to get a chance to play tonight?
Well, Dietz will be in goal. That's probably the biggest change. Otherwise, our top three lines are pretty much the same. It's going to be the same groupings in those three lines. And Riley and Summer and Nelly will play together on a line. And You know, unfortunately, Alex is still unable to play, so we just have the six defensemen. So really the biggest change for tonight's game anyway will be Aaron and Nett. But we're planning on rolling four lines and trying to get everybody as much ice time as we can throughout the 60 minutes tonight.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight against a team like Lindenwood, who's actually gotten better since they've started their Division I era?
Oh, no question. They're, for them, this is, at the time anyway, we're still a ranked program, so I'm sure they see that, and we're playing in their home rink, so they're certainly going to be ready for the challenge tonight. But if we look at this as an opportunity for us to start 2015 off on a positive note, so we want to have a good start. And what I mean by that is, if we have our feet moving, we're moving the puck, good things are going to happen. And it's really going to be important that we get to the net and try to take her eyes away and just try to create as much chaos around that net as we can. Because if we stay on the perimeter and let her see shots, it's going to be a real difficult night for us.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.